This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Kicking off hour number three on this Thursday night. In studio with Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
And we've been talking about the presidential debates for some period of time. Also started off the show talking about the Bundy Ranch situation from about 2 years ago, where a dozen people were arrested today in connection to that. And we discussed their charges that basically sounds like a bunch of made-up stuff by some federal agent somewhere. And these people are now facing between 5 to 20 years in prison for each of the, I think it was half dozen, 10 charges somewhere in that area.
For standing up for themselves and standing up for us, and how many people even know who these people are.
Yep. And yes, standing up holding a gun, which makes the
what really made it
not
stick.
All of them were necessarily holding
the gun. They weren't.
They may have been possessing, but it was not necessarily in their hand.
And there were people there that were absolutely unarmed, so.
Yes.
But there were guns there, and that makes it bad.
And then there were people there like former Sheriff Richard Mack, who said if the feds start shooting, put the women and children up front. And I think that that's just an absolutely despicable thing to say, but that's just me. Let's go to the phones, and you can call in about pretty much anything that's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Kenny calling in from Kentucky. Kenny, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hello. I just wanted to say how refreshing it is for Daryl Perry to be running for the Libertarian Party nomination, because he practices what he preaches, unlike most candidates, and he's not quitting his private sector value that he provides to the economy, so I think that's pretty refreshing.
Thank you very much, Kenny. Anything else to add?
Not really. Just keep up the good work and keep practicing what you preach like you are right now. Yeah, I mean, you're a co-host.
Thank you very much.
Instead of being out there on the campaign trail.
Yep. Thank you very much,
Thank
Kenny.
You,
and if you want to help, then you know you could certainly show up in Orlando over Memorial Day weekend. That's when the Libertarian Party has their actual nominating convention. So there's not this whole system of primaries and caucuses and delegates being pledged. Now, certainly there are a couple of states that do have a primary, North Carolina being one of them, and they just opened up their early voting today, and their primary goes on March 15th. Minnesota had a caucus last night that apparently I finished fourth in. I did not even know, or they had it Tuesday. I didn't even know until sometime last night that Minnesota had a caucus, and I saw the results, and I was like, oh,
I came in fourth.
That's pretty cool.
Now, is this the first year you've run for president?
Yes.
This is the first year you could have possibly run for president.
Oh, you're
is
old
it
enough,
not?
Right?
It's the first year in which I was constitutionally eligible.
So, two things. I mean, going back like 5, 10, 20 years, has this always been your thought? Have you always, because I used to have this thought, was like, in year X, I'll be eligible to run.
Yes.
And yes, you have, haven't you? I knew it.
Since high school, yes.
Chris, Daryl is the original Manchurian candidate.
So that's my first thing. Second of all, you're talking about running off to all these places and doing all these things. Are you footing this bill all yourself, or is there a way that listeners can contribute to your campaign?
People can contribute to the campaign, and that's how I'm able to afford most of the trips that I'm taking, is through campaign contributions. And I'm not taking PayPal or credit card. So if you want to donate, you need to have precious metals or cryptocurrency. So you don't have to necessarily have Bitcoin. There was somebody donated a large amount of Dogecoin.
Nice, that's
and
still around.
Using Shapeshift,
yeah,
it converted to Bitcoin on my end.
Nice.
So I never had to look at the Dogecoin other than to see, you know, the transaction, because he had told me, you know, like, hey, I sent you blah, 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 Dogecoin.
How is Doge in the scheme of things? What ranking is it in?
I got to look that
one
up.
Absolutely no
number
clue.
Number five, number six?
I think about Dogecoin slightly more than I think about the Republican or the Democratic parties. Which is to say that I don't really think about Dogecoin that often.
It's just a novelty.
It was the best looking cryptocurrency. I gotta say, I like
it. I do
best.
Have to say that, you know, that's a mighty handsome dog.
Okay.
That they
have. Well, I don't have a real recent price, but it looks like it was on, at the end of February, it was 0.6058 of a Bitcoin.
Wow.
I'll have to dig into
that. What, like 85 or 58 Satoshi? Basically, it's 58 Satoshi. A Satoshi is the smallest amount of Bitcoin that one can have. And Bitcoin, for people that aren't familiar, is a decentralized currency that is not controlled by any bank or any government. And I'm fairly certain that our next caller, calling in from the beautiful South American country of Uruguay, can explain a little bit more about Bitcoin. Steven, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, Chris, and Conan. What's on your mind?
Howdy. Thanks for having me. I wanted to talk about the Libertarian Party debate. I caught it the other day. Everyone's saying, they're saying there's only one Libertarian, Daryl W. Perry. And
there's other people, Stephen, other people are saying that I'm not a libertarian because I'm espousing what they consider to be anarchist ideas.
Right. Well, I think they may be confused because you haven't been saying the really basics of the non-aggression principle, like really blaming a lot of things on the non-initiation of force and, you know, jumping to the government should be abolished. I can see why that might be a communist thing. Unless you explain the non-aggression principle, and it's a great opportunity to explain to these other supposed libertarians what the party's all about.
He talked about the circle of war. That made a lot of sense.
Yeah, the circle right. of violence, and I'm fairly certain I did touch briefly, and maybe I didn't during the debate on Saturday, but I know I bring it up quite frequently, what I call equality of right. Meaning that everybody has the same equal rights. No one has the ability to delegate a right that they don't have. And since I don't have a right to take anybody else's stuff, then I can't delegate that to anyone else. And no group can claim a right that no individual member of the group has. So if I can't take your stuff, no group that I belong to can take your stuff. That includes governments.
Yeah. Totally agree, and I think the circle of war was a great point, but I think a lot of people could see that in other ways when it comes to like regulating doctors or this or that, just bringing it back to that non-initiation of force. They probably don't even see that. They don't even
right.
see the force.
And, you know, it's something that I am having to come to realize is that there are people in the Libertarian Party that don't understand basic libertarian ideology. And sometimes you do have to go back and explain it. Start at 101. And, you know, like I'm over here doing like a, you know, I wouldn't necessarily say a doctor level course, but, you know, definitely higher bachelor's entry level master's.
Well, I agree with you, Stephen. And it's a trap I find myself falling into, too. And I think a lot of people, if you're liberty minded and you're surrounded by a lot of liberty people and that's who you hang out with, you can have these conversations. You can get right to the point. You know, you can say, we should abolish our local law enforcement. And to most people, that sounds like, you mean nobody will be there to protect us? And it's like, well, no, I mean, you might have private police forces or things like that. But we do end up getting kind of caught in that trap that we get it. All our friends get it. People we talk to all the time get it, but your average person doesn't.
That's actually one of the worst things about being a libertarian is that when we do go out to hang out, when we go to the bar, have a drink, and socialize, we always, always end up talking about politics or how to the right answer to the question, how to handle certain circumstances.
I disagree, because when I go to the bar to hang out on Tuesday night...
You don't. Oh, you
do
trivia. You do trivia.
Because I'm either doing trivia, or the one place that I go, they stop doing trivia on Tuesdays temporarily.
When you go to hang out with us.
Yeah, when I hang out with, you know, the Liberty people, then, yeah, I am talking philosophy. When I'm not around Liberty people, I'm... You know, for the most part, either working or something else. Hey, we'll take your calls. And, Stephen, hold on. We'll take your calls, 855-450-FREE.
Going back to the My Vexen thing, you cost me a lot of misery, and all total, $2,700 in doggy fees, and all it took was one container of Dynavite. 2 pounds, 3 ounces, and my dog has been cured. Abby's a 5-year-old silky terrier. She had, like, chicken pox on her belly, clusters of bumps on her back, and she was allergic to, like, 70-some-odd things. So the dermatologist was like, oh, yeah, just keep giving her needles every 10 days. But she's not clearing up. And then it came up on my radio, Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
And I was like, oh, that's it, that's it. I give her the Dynavite after 5 weeks. And one morning there was nothing there. And I'm like, oh, my God, she's all clear. There wasn't one blemish on her body. Her fur is beautiful. She is totally happy. She is healthy, bump-free, pimple-free, shiny, silky. It turned our lives around. So thank you very much for Dynavite. I couldn't be happier. Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. 855-450 free. That's the toll-free call-in line. And, of course, there is also Skype. And generally, as long as you have a decent internet connection and a pretty good microphone, you will sound a lot better. And you can sound almost as good as Steven, who is calling all the way from Uruguay. And since he is, I know he is online because he's on the Skypes. And, well, he's probably concerned about his privacy. And I believe Steven is one of the people that protects his privacy online because the internet was meant to be used anonymously if you want it to be. And you can use it without oversight. But many governments and companies are thriving off of this lack of privacy. But ProXPN can give you that privacy back. ProXPN is a virtual private network that encrypts your data right from your computer or mobile device. And ProXPN offers OpenVPN, the gold standard of network encryption, with apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, and Android. They also have Linux support as well. And unlike other VPNs, ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities whatsoever. With more servers being added all the time, ProXPN works hard to give you greater speed and security compared to other VPNs. If you're a Windows user, ask ProXPN about changing your DNS settings for even greater anonymity. They take credit cards, and they also take Bitcoin. And if you use the code FTL50, you can get 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of an annual account. It can end up being cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee. Although I don't drink coffee, but it's cheaper than a good smoothie from a smoothie shop.
With beets in it.
Use the internet the way it was meant to be. Go to ProXPN.com right now. Use code FTL50 and take back the privacy that is your right. ProXPN.com, code FTL50. Back to the phones, or in this case to the Skypes, where we have Steven on the line from Uruguay. Steven, you're on Free Talk Live.
I'm actually we're using ProXPN down here in Uruguay, and we were listening to or trying to listen to Pandora Radio the other day, and it said, "You're blocked because you're in Uruguay."
Wow.
You know what,
did
Steven?
You fix that?
Steven,
we turned on the VPN, and then it worked because they thought we were in the United States.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, I got blocked the other day using ProXPN Canada. So I was enjoying Canada's Netflix titles.
Absolutely.
And they finally caught on, and they blocked me. So I had to change, and I thought I was going to be, you know, all addresses were going to be affected, but nope, it's just Canada.
What are some of the Canadian sitcoms, like Our Three Cruises?
Oh, I don't watch. I haven't gotten that far. I only got to view the titles for. Yeah, I only got to view the titles for a couple of days.
I'll tell you, I do that too, and I'm kind of I'm a real geek sometimes. But if I'm like looking to download something massive from one of the major tech companies, mm-hmm. you know, which are typically in California, I'll set up my VPN, and I don't use ProVPN, but I use other ones, but I'll set up so I'm connected directly to California over VPN, and I'll get a little bit faster speed through.
Nice, because
transfer.
Yeah, then it doesn't have to take the bullet train across the country and stop in Houston.
Bounce around, yeah.
So, Stephen, what's on your mind?
Yeah, well, we were talking about the presidential election. I find it slightly irrelevant, but there is a much more important election going on right now, and it's the election in the Bitcoin world between the Bitcoin Classic and the Bitcoin Core. It's two teams of people deciding the fate of Bitcoin and how it's going to work in the future.
Okay, so for the people that are, you know, only mildly involved in Bitcoin, like I kind of know what's going on with this Classic versus Core thing. There are listeners that barely understand that Bitcoin even exists. So sort of explain the difference between the two and explain the war.
The important thing to understand is that Bitcoin is a totally open source project, so it's not controlled by any central party, which most of you know that. But that means that if one group of people disagree about how Bitcoin is being run, then they can start their own version and try to change it and try to convince other people to use their version. And so a group of people were upset with the older version of Bitcoin, Bitcoin Core, which is currently running it's the main software that they're running.
Mm-hmm.
So they started a new thing called Bitcoin Classic, which is mainly backed up by people like wallet providers, Coinbase, blockchain.info, people who want to see more end user, like retail transactions. So a lot of the retail transaction people are supporting Bitcoin Classic right now to make payments faster and to support that use case. So people in New Hampshire would be affected because if they're trying to like buy something with Bitcoin at the local burger. Bitcoin Classic is arguing that they're supporting that customer, whereas Bitcoin Core is arguing they might be supporting more of an institutional customer.
So, Stephen, can I ask you where do you stand on this? And can you talk a little bit? I know part of this has to do with scalability, or do both address it in different ways?
It is all about scalability, and I think the Bitcoin Core is more conservative. It's because the miners that control Bitcoin are all in China, and they claim to have bandwidth constraints because of the firewall in China.
Mm-hmm.
So they're trying to be very conservative with how much bandwidth the network uses, so they're going for more optimization, whereas people outside of China who want to do retail payments aren't so worried about bandwidth, so they want to increase the bandwidth instead of optimize the current code.
Gotcha.
I'm kind of torn. I think eventually they'll work it out. They'll probably get both, and it'll probably take longer than either of them want.
Mm-hmm. So what's the sort of compromise that's going to have to happen? Is it something to where they just sort of work it out to where they wind up getting both things, or is one side going to bully its way through, and how exactly does this work?
Well, eventually they're going to have to increase the bandwidth that the network consumes.
Otherwise, is that the block size?
Yeah, that's the block size.
Okay. That has to occur for Bitcoin to continue to grow.
Mm-hmm. For more transactions to happen and more users to come on board,
mm-hmm.
that has to happen. Otherwise, transactions will become much more expensive. So, like yesterday, I was sending a payment, and the default fee was 4 cents, but my payment didn't go through, so I had to raise it up to 40 cents
Wow.
in order to get it to go through. That wouldn't have been a problem if the bandwidth or the block size was higher.
But 40 or 4 cents is still minimal compared to, what is it, with credit cards, it's like 3.9% plus a 30-cent per transaction fee.
He said 40
plus
cents.
Plus regulation. Yeah, right. But plus government regulation.
Right, but still, even if you go to 40 cents, you're still not paying the 3.9% plus that transaction fee. Stephen, thank you for the call. And your calls and thoughts, welcome, 855-450-FREE.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro-1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Still time for you, your thoughts, if you call in fairly soon. In studio tonight on this Thursday, it's Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
And we've been pretty much all over the board tonight. Started off talking about the situation with, I believe it was a dozen individuals getting arrested across the country from New Hampshire out to Utah and Nevada and Arizona. All of those arrests in connection to the Bundy Ranch situation from 2 years ago. Mm-mm. But the arrests are just now rolling in. Then we spent some time talking about the presidential election, and we've been talking about Bitcoin. And, well, you know, not everybody fully understands Bitcoin, but not everybody fully understands the ideas of liberty, and there's a bunch of other things that people don't fully understand.
I would say there are a bunch of folks out there who don't understand the Federal Reserve note and how it is created and used and who actually controls it.
Yeah, and when people ask me about
faith in it, that's what really gets the kicker.
When people ask me about Bitcoin or they say, well, I don't understand it enough to use it, my response is, well, I don't understand the way the internal combustion engine works, but I still drive a car.
Yeah.
And, well, we'll take your calls about that or pretty much anything that's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We now go not quite international because Guam is a U.S. territory, but we do go part ways overseas to Kyle calling in from Guam. Kyle, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, Chris, and Conan. What's on your mind?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Hey, I just got one question for Conan. Conan, why did you open my eyes to the Mandela effect, especially the Berenstain Bears thing? Really messed me up, man.
If I could, that's all I would ever talk about on the show is interesting concepts like the Mandela effect, which is the idea that it's a widespread misconception by many of an event that really didn't take place, or maybe it did take place. It took place in an alternate reality, and who the hell knows when it got flip flopped. But are there any examples that you found on your own that that we didn't discuss last week?
Oh man, well, not specifically any other examples, but the Berenstain Bears thing really got me. I mean, I've been surveying my friends since then, and all of them are saying the same thing I said, was it should be an E instead of an A, and all of a sudden our entire childhood has been false.
I'm with you, caller, man. I was the same way. I left there, and I'm going, what else is false in my life? What other beliefs have I held that are just gone?
Yeah, I think that there are, I think there are hundreds of little tiny ones that are, that we experience every single day, but we don't have a audio or video record of what I said to Daryl last week, and I misconstrued it, and I think I said something different to him.
But that doesn't mean that you live in an alternate reality. It means you misremembered.
That's what the whole point is. Why did we misremember? Because
our brains are fallible.
Well, what I've been doing is I've been describing this effect to everybody I've talked to, everybody I've come in contact with, describing this Medusa effect. And
the Medusa effect. Well, was that intentional, or were you trying to see if we would...
I am testing this theory. I'm trying to start my own. I'm trying to promote the Medusa effect.
Now, and I think I discussed, I'm a big conspiracy guy, and so, of course, Daryl's jumping down my throat. He's yelling at me and all. But I'm not a big, crazy, alternate reality guy. You know, there are other conspiracies that I'm more concerned with. I just thought it was interesting, and I think that with the internet, with all the people jumping on board, I think that we're going to find even more of these cropping up in the next couple of years. Just little letter differences. That's what it boils down to.
I don't know.
I just don't understand how me and, like, you know, just everyone could possibly all have the same conception.
Misconception.
It's not a misconception. We're right, man. We're right. There's no way we would pronounce it Berenstain or Berenstain if it was spelled A-I-N.
Yeah, you know, it's a glitch in the Matrix.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's all I really had to call, except, Daryl, I'll tell you, I'm voting for you here, but you know that my vote doesn't count.
The fact of the matter is that my vote doesn't count either, but because you live in a territory, your vote counts even less than mine.
Oh, yeah.
And, you guys do, this is something interesting, and I'm glad you mentioned the election there, because Guam does have a presidential straw poll. Even though there's no, you know, electors that come out of Guam, but none of the other territories do this in the general.
Yeah.
So the Republican and Democratic Party, they'll give the territories primaries, and they'd send delegates based on that. But Guam will actually do a presidential straw poll on election night in November.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we are actually a bellwether. Since the 80s, we predicted the correct president.
Hey, hopefully you can throw that bell off the island and cause it to capsize by getting everybody to vote for Daryl W. Perry in Guam. Because could you imagine the headlines if somebody other than a Republican or a Democrat wins Guam? It happened in, and Kyle, thank you for the call, it happened in 1992 or 96 when the Libertarians actually had a primary in New Hampshire for the presidential primary, and a Libertarian won the primary in Dixville Notch.
Wow.
To where somebody spent out of their pocket money to buy a subscription to Reason Magazine to everybody that lives in Dixville, which there's only like 20 voters,
yeah,
so it's
like
not
that.
A big investment, but still an investment nonetheless. And it wound up getting like major headlines of Libertarian wins the New Hampshire primary in Dixville.
But you know, that just proves the point that no one is aware of the Libertarian Party. No one is aware of the freedom fighters who are out there who are in support of you, the individual, and will work for you to make your lives better. But they don't know that they even exist. They just see this two-party system, and they see what the mainstream media it shovels down their gullets.
Or they'll see something in a newspaper about it or on the news, and then think, oh yeah, that thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And if I don't vote for this guy, then this guy's going to get it, because it's really only down to two. And we talked about this last week. I really do think that many of the voters couldn't handle more than two individuals to vote on.
I do not believe that.
American voters.
Yeah,
I don't even believe that about American voters.
I think they haven't been exposed to it in so long that... Yeah,
they wouldn't know what to do if there was a third football team on the field. What does that mean?
Right, and I will agree that in a lot of ways Americans are into this whole binary sort of thing,
sure,
of
black white.
It's either Coke or Pepsi. Well, what do you mean RC Cola is your favorite? No, the choices were Coke and Pepsi.
Sure.
And then, football, soccer, this, that. There's always a binary of options that people are presented with, but there are so many other things. When you go to the restaurant, your choices aren't fish or chicken. Yeah, you can have fish, chicken, beef, pork. Yeah. You could have the vegetarian plate. Well, you could have the vegetarian plate with surf and turf.
And when you go to the supermarket and you want to get some Pop-Tarts, it's not red and blue Pop-Tarts. You have friggin' 30 different Pop-Tarts to choose from.
Do I buy store brand or do I buy the name brand?
And that's what exactly. Yeah.
And then which name brand?
And that's what the people want. But when it comes to politics, it's like, no, I just want one or two. Just one or that one.
But there's so many more things. So Vermont, Minnesota, they always have multiple parties on the ballot.
These are different people.
Your calls are welcome. 855-450-FREE.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Still time for you and your thoughts. Maybe if you call in right now, 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. In studio on this Thursday, it's Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
And we've had a couple of people call in about the medulla oblongata effect, the Medusa effect,
yeah,
the Mickey Mouse effect, the Mandela effect.
The Berenstain Bears effect.
Mandela effect.
Nelson Mandela. Yeah, Chris was trying to throw me off by calling it the wrong thing, and so I just wanted to see how many weird things that aren't the actual name that I could come up with and see if anybody winds up getting confused by it. We've got Jesse calling in from Austin, Texas. Jesse, what sort of false memories do you have?
Oh, well, the Berenstain Bears thing really got me because I remember that when I was a kid. It messed me up for, like, days. I didn't know what was up or down anymore. And I'm a very skeptical person, you know. So this wasn't, you know. But the one that really got me was the mirror, mirror on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Do you know
it's
about that?
Magic mirror. Mirror on the wall. Who's the fairest of them all?
I've been saying it wrong my whole life.
A lot of people have.
Yeah, it's not just you. Yeah. It's pretty much everyone.
And that's not the only thing. I've heard people misquote Shakespeare. And it's like, you know, it's very easy to look in the book and see what was written down.
Yeah, but there are so many different variations of Shakespeare. Every single play might do it different. And one guy messes it up and then it's just a downhill fall from there. But, I mean, we're talking about Disney's Snow White. There's one of those.
Yes.
Right.
They didn't edit it. They didn't create another one afterwards. It's just one. And so when did it get messed up? When did people misquote it? Did it happen recently? Did it, you know?
It's probably been that way. People misquote. Who was the guy in the thing that said that, do you feel lucky, punk? That's not what he said.
No.
People misquote that.
That's a huge, long stream of words, and people just shorten it to
people misquote Darth frickin' Vader.
Yeah.
You know what? Why do you
Darth Vader, man.
Why do you hate the Medusa effect so much, Daryl?
because I think that it's absolutely stupid. There, I said it.
Oh God, Jesse, I am in agreement with you, and I'm looking for finding more of these.
Jesse, set me straight on the medulla oblongata effect.
I just think it's been said wrong so many times, and that's what got drilled into my head, that the original thing was only said once, and then lots of people said the wrong thing over and over and over again, and that's what I mean. You say a lie often enough and repeat it long enough, what do they say about that? You know,
Joseph it becomes Riddle? The truth.
Yep.
And I think going forward, we'll be able to look back through social media, and we'll be able to go look at old interviews and TV shows. Somebody will be able to pinpoint where one of these went astray. You know what I mean? We can't do it on things in the past, but
true.
It's something that's occurring in that.
But with some of the internet slang, you can see when some internet slang became a thing, and I think most internet slang is absolutely stupid.
You just don't like this linguistic, evolution of concepts, Daryl.
I do not like the hieroglyphification of the English language to where pretty soon people are just going to be speaking in emojis.
I know. I'm going to carry around a bunch of signs.
Chris, when you're talking about when it messed up, for example, the beam me up, Scotty.
Right.
I can see one of the actors, Chris Shatner, maybe himself, who was at one of these events.
Could have been.
And someone's like, hey, can you say that thing where you and he's like, beam me up, Scotty. And,
right.
And then it took off from there, and everyone got it wrong from that point.
Or he's on Johnny Carson,
yeah.
With millions and millions of Americans watching, and that's where it gets screwed up. But, yeah, there is that
point. There are people that misremember the things that happened on Johnny Carson, where there's the story, the elaborate story of the actress that's sitting there petting her cat, and he tells her move the cat when she asks him a question that I cannot repeat on the radio. Jesse, thank you for the call. We continue to Cole calling in from Alaska. Cole, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
I wanted to talk about kind of take objection to what Mark was mentioning yesterday about the Libertarian primary. And obviously, Daryl, you are a candidate in said primary. And he was, I want to be careful to not misquote him, especially since you guys are talking about that, but he was making the argument for Gary Johnson. And just to give you a little background on me, I would consider myself a fairly principled libertarian like you guys. And I was a Rand Paul supporter while he was running. And I had argued with Ian about this a couple times, and I see both sides why libertarians should or shouldn't support a guy like Rand Paul. But the truth of the matter is, Rand Paul, I think, makes a fantastic Republican, but as a libertarian, he makes a terrible libertarian because he doesn't have the principle. I think Gary Johnson is in the same camp where he would make a fantastic Republican. But he's not who I want to see as a libertarian. So I just didn't understand why Mark was making the argument for him before even the primary for the libertarians is finished. Because the way I see it is, you're the most principled guy up on stage in the debate that I've, at least as far as I heard, everyone else was, a watered down message. So why not go with a principled guy? So.
And what I would suggest, Cole, is call back on Saturday when Mark will be on the show and he can give you his rationale for why he would support someone that would water down the message a little bit over someone that does not. And I heard Mark's arguments, and I'm not convinced by them. If I were convinced by, vote for the horse that could win, then I probably would have never wound up getting involved in the political stuff the way I am.
I think Mark has fallen into the same trap that the Dems and the Republicans have fallen into, where they're just going to vote for whoever they think can win. Instead of voting with their heart, voting with their principles, and going with the guy they know they agree with. And Mark agrees. I'm pretty sure he pretty much agrees with you on pretty much most things.
Yeah, and he even said so last night.
And yet he's going to go with Johnson because Johnson has more of a chance. And yet, you know what? He does have more of a chance this year. Maybe in 4 years, when people have learned your name this year, that you might have
I would not say that Johnson has more of a chance of anything. He might have more of a chance of being included in one of the national polls where they ask the question of who are you going to vote for, but that's only because he's got more name recognition.
Yeah, look at some of those polls.
He doesn't have a chance of polling 15% to be included in the CPD debate. He doesn't have a chance of getting elected because what we talked about at the beginning of the show, where Republicans and Democrats are going to vote, they're going to hold their nose and vote for their nominee.
Yeah. I think when we get into Libertarian candidates and viability, and I think it has zero to do with name recognition. I don't think that has anything at all to do with it. What I think it has to do with is with educating people to the ideals of libertarianism and getting them to understand these concepts. And once they do, then it's going to be, well, who best enunciates those and who is most likely to fulfill those things, no differently than Republicans and Democrats do. Who is going to do the best job of trying to push this type of an agenda forward? I disagree wholeheartedly that it's going to come down to names and things like that. It might come down to money because that's politics.
But you get more money because you've got more name recognition. So I
do think that particularly people that have shrugged off years and years of Democrat and Republican thought and have embraced the ideas of liberty, they're going to be about the ideas, not the wrapping.
And, of course, you know the biggest hurdle is getting libertarian/anarchist/voluntarists to go out and vote in the first place because, guess what, a lot of them don't.
I know they don't, but I think if the ideas continue to take hold, I think you're going to have a lot of people that don't vote come back when they see that, okay, some of these things are actually viable.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'll come that way. We're going to have a up and down until then, but I think that will happen.
Well, I know that personally, I run for office. I've been doing it every year since I've been in New Hampshire. I hate politics. I hate politicians. I hate government. I'm running in self-defense. I'm running because I'm going to get up there. I'm going to vote against every possible thing that I can to give as much power back to the individual as possible, and it scares people. That really does scare people. They're like, well who's going to take care of us?
Right, yeah, exactly.
Where are all my entitlements? Who's going to all my entitlements that I've collected all these years? You're going to flush them down the drain, and it scares people for real.
It does scare people, and it's going to be really scary to see what happens in some of these primaries that are happening this Saturday. There's more elections on Tuesday, yep, including municipal elections here in New Hampshire, and I'm sure we'll be talking about some of that next week.
Even myself.
And, yeah, so good luck to you, Chris, on Tuesday. And we'll be back tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.